Hail God in the valley, when things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times, the God of still God in the night.
We talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life's at its best.
Now it's down in the trials and temptations, that's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go still God in the bad times, the God of the day is still God in the night, the God of the day is still God in the
said, I'm not going on a vacation when I'm going down to see my mom. So if you need to call, please call. I want to know how your husband is doing. You see, church, God is so good to us. Not only when times are good, but when times are difficult. Sometimes we wonder, at times it seems like the heavens are brass, but they're not. He's listening, and He cares for you, and He will bring us through, because that's what He promised.
Amen.
And He will bring us through, and I love this particular psalm, and today I'm beginning a new series of messages with you entitled, The Shepherd's Path to Abundant Living. Jesus taught us in John chapter 10 that I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. I want for myself and I want for you to live an abundant Christian life. I don't want you just to be meager spiritually when at the table there is abundance for you. That's what the Lord Jesus taught us. I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And in that particular chapter in John chapter 10, the Lord Jesus Christ referenced Himself to being the shepherd, the good shepherd, who lays down His life for the sheep. But here now in Psalm 23, we are introduced to in verse number 1. And verse 1 is all we're going to concentrate on this morning. And I'm going to come into this verse backwards. In other words, we'll look at this verse and we'll look at it from a backwards point of view. But I want you to notice that the shepherd throughout this psalm is a shepherd who wants to give unto you abundant life. He wants you to live abundantly. And you can live that way also when times are difficult. You can. And this is something we can enjoy regardless of the circumstances of life, regardless of the difficulties of life. We can enjoy the abundant life. And so notice with me, if you would, in this particular verse, what the Word of God says. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Here we see, first of all, the Word of God says, I shall not want. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This is a statement of supply. The Bible says in Psalm 84 and verse number 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So it is a statement of supply. Now let me tell you what he is not saying here in this passage. He is not saying that if you live for the Lord, you will be wealthy. Now understand, there is a philosophy or a teaching out there that says if you know the Lord as your Savior, you will be wealthy, you will be healthy, and you will be happy. And if you do not live that way, you do not experience it, it's because there's some sin in your life going on. And may I say, that is contrary to what the Word of God says. Now, there are some Christians that God blesses with great wealth, but overall, most Christians are not wealthy Christians, and so he is not saying here that if the Lord is your shepherd, you will not, he's not saying that you will be wealthy. He is not saying that you will be healthy. Most of us here this morning, no, that isn't true. We have had some unhealthy moments in our life. Doesn't mean we're not right with God, but it does mean that we are in our life, we are just, if you would, in the prison of a sinful body, that the moment we were born was the moment we began to die because of the sin process. And so when I think about that, then he's not saying that we will be wealthy. He's not saying that we will be healthy. And he's not saying that we will be happy. You would say, hold it, doesn't God want us to be happy? God wants us to be joyful. We can be joyful when times are good and when times are difficult. But happiness, we're not always happy. Happiness depends upon that which happens. And joy can be there regardless of what happens. And we find in this passage of Scripture that this statement of supply, he is not saying that you will be wealthy, you will be healthy, and you will be happy. So if he's not saying that, then what does he mean here, I shall not want? Well, for one, he means that you will not want for basic needs. You read in Matthew chapter 6, and then you also read in the book of Philippians, where it says that if we have food and raiment, let us therewith be what? Content. If you have food on the table, you have clothes on your back, then be content with such things as you have, because every good gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He is a God who provides for us our daily basic needs. But I also believe something else here. When he is saying, I shall not want, he is saying here that I shall not want for another shepherd. Now think about this for a moment. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have no need in my life for another shepherd because Jesus Christ is sufficient. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that Jesus is sufficient for all of your needs? He is. In fact, the Bible teaches us in the book of Colossians that we are complete in him. So we are in Christ by way of salvation, and we have a secure position in him. I tell you what, I don't have need for any other shepherd out there in the world, because I have a heavenly shepherd who will abide with me forever. And I'm so thankful for that. And so I shall not want. I shall not want for basic needs, and I shall not want for another shepherd. So we have all we need in Jesus Christ. This is a statement of supply. But it's also a statement of self-control. Because here he says, I shall not want. Every one of us this morning has made this following statement. I want. Right? I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. And you have experienced what I have many times when we get what we want, and that is the pain and the aggravation that comes as a result of a strong desire or a strong want. It's like, you know what? I really didn't need this. I sure thought I wanted it, but now that I have it, I really don't want it. Because it's only caused me nothing but pain and aggravation since I've had it. And here in this passage, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A statement of self-control. In a cemetery in England, there's a gravestone with this inscription. She died for want of things. Alongside that stone is another which reads, he died trying to give them to her. I want, I want, I want, I want. David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's a statement of self-control. It's also a statement of security. For notice here again in the phrase, I shall not want. Future tense, I shall not want. He not only provides for me in the immediate, but he's already provided for me in the future. I shall not want. God will take care of whatever lies ahead of me. Do you believe that this morning? I believe it. I believe it so firmly. I believe that God knows the end from the beginning. I believe that God is in control and nothing just ever occurs through to God. And so it is a great statement of security from David here in this passage of Scripture. I shall not want. But then notice in this verse, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. Let's think about that phrase for a few moments. My shepherd. You see, we need a shepherd because we, of all animals in the world, we are like sheep. Have you ever raised sheep? Maybe some of you have. I do not mean to insult our intelligence, but sheep are dumb. I can't say it in a kinder way than that. They are dumb. But here's more things about the sheep. Sheep are prone to follow. They will follow some other sheep that may be going astray, shouldn't be going where he or she should be going, but then the rest of the sheep, they just kind of follow after that, and then maybe they go off the cliff as well. Because sheep are just prone to follow. And we are just like that. We have a tendency to follow the fads of the day, the styles of the day, and wear what is in the day, and that kind of a thing. And we, like sheep, are prone to follow. We, like sheep, are very vulnerable. Isaiah 53 and verse number 6 says, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone unto his own way. Just as a sheep has that shepherd, because the shepherd has to watch over that flock, because he knows that there is danger lurking out there that can come upon his sheep, because his sheep are very vulnerable to the lions and so forth, and so he has to watch over their souls. Because we, like sheep, we need a shepherd, because we are vulnerable, we are prone to follow, and get this one, and wives, don't rib your husband on this one, we are stubborn. We are stubborn. We're just like sheep. We're stubborn. Do you realize, and I've gotten this from, and I haven't seen it firsthand, but I'll take it from some books I have read on shepherds and sheep and so forth, but how that a sheep, since they are prone to wander, and what that shepherd will do if that sheep continues to wander off, he will get that sheep and he will, yes, break its leg, put that sheep over his shoulders and carry it back to where he needs to carry it back to. Why does he do that? Because that shepherd is trying to teach that little lamb that you do not need to be wandering off. You need to stay with the flock. And sometimes we, like sheep, are stubborn. Well, I know God wants me to do this, but I'm not going to do it. My theme song is, I shall not be moved. Well, that's good when it comes to your doctrine and through to the Word of God, but when God is moving in your heart and he's saying, I want you to obey me in this area, it's not a good theme song. It ought to be, yes, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say because I want to be tender. I don't want to be stubborn. In fact, there's very interesting in Scripture, the word stubborn isn't found too many times in the Bible, but the one time that it is found, it is likened unto witchcraft. Wow, think about that. And we find in this passage of Scripture that he says that the Lord is my shepherd. We are like sheep. We need a shepherd. And then he says in this passage that he is my shepherd. I'm so thankful this morning that I can claim the Lord as my shepherd. I can make it personal. He's my shepherd, and as he is our shepherd, you know what he does? He leads us. Now I want you to think about this following statement. Nothing comes into our life that hasn't come through the shepherd first. Think about that. Nothing comes into our life that hasn't come through the shepherd first. Because he has gone before, he leads. Because verse number 2 says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. This is the responsibility of a good shepherd, is to lead his flock. And here in this passage of Scripture, as David is saying, this Lord is my shepherd, he leads me. Then he protects us as his sheep. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. He protects us, he leads us, and he provides for us. Isaiah 40 and verse number 11 says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. He is a good shepherd that provides and protects and leads his sheep. So for David, you got to recall and remember that David himself was a shepherd. And so it really wasn't hard for him to appreciate this truth in his life, that the Lord is my shepherd. As I cared for my sheep, and when a lion came, when a bear came, the Lord gave me the ability to take care of those two animals. Likewise, the Lord delivers me. And so the lessons that David learned as a shepherd boy, he was able to apply them to his relationship with the Lord as his shepherd. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. But then I want you to notice the first two words of this verse. The Lord. Now, when you see the word Lord, you may be thinking of the Lord Jesus. But if you'll notice carefully in your Bible, the word Lord is all capital letters. This is not a reference to the Lord Jesus, though Jesus referenced himself as a shepherd in John 10. But in this particular passage, David is looking upon God as the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. 6,800 times in the Old Testament, God is referred to as Jehovah, the Lord, Jehovah. So holy was that name that the writers of the scripture would be very careful on how they would pen the name Lord. Now think about this. The Lord is my shepherd. I ran across a verse this week that spoke to me about the great majesty and power of God. Listen to the verse. Psalm 147 and verse 4, speaking of God. He telleth the numbers of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Now this month, as we are going through our Bible reading, the Bible reading theme is praise Him anyway or anyhow. But what stood out to me was this, is that He telleth, He counteth the number of the stars. Have you ever done something as a child, maybe you do it, has even done it as an adult, where you have just laid out on a clear night out on the ground and you just looked up in a clear sky and you saw all those stars and you begin to count them? Boy, what an effort of futility. But I can tell you one who knows how many is there. That is God. He telleth the number of the stars. He counteth the number of them, and He calleth them all by their names. Now, I know a few of the names, and so do you. We think of the Little Dipper, the Great Dipper, and so forth, but God has not only counted them all, but He has named them all. And then I thought about this, because this is really neat to see. When at night you go out and you look up to the sky and you can see these falling stars. And think about this. Do you think God takes note of those? Yes, He does. Because you read in Matthew chapter 6 that the Lord knows the very hairs of our head. They're numbered. I have never tried to count my hairs on my head, have you? But I have a heavenly Father who knows how many is there, and each time one falls out, He takes notice of that. Each time a sparrow falls to the ground, He takes note of that. Each time a star falls from heaven, He takes note of that. Now think about this. When David here says, "The Lord, Jehovah, is my shepherd," this great God is a God who takes personal care of us, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Think about this. Over 7 billion people upon the earth. 7 billion. I can't even count. But think about that. 7 billion people, over 7 billion people upon this earth, and yet today when I knelt beside my bed and I prayed, the Lord took note of me upon my knees crying out to Him on behalf of others and on behalf of this church service this morning. It's an amazing thought. Because sometimes we think, well, I'm just a number. I know I've shared this with you before, but when I was in college, you'd go to pay your bill. They didn't ask your name. They asked you what your Social Security number was. I thought, how impersonal. How about ask me what my name is? Because the sweetest name to your ear is the sound of your name. I'm so thankful today that with God, I am not number whatever. I am one of His children who takes personal care of us. And He has a powerful care over us. If He can tell and count the number of the stars, if He can name them, then I tell you that no matter what I'm facing today, I know God is able to take care of what I'm facing. I believe that with all of my heart. One of the great truths that so helped me as I faced the open heart surgery 10 months ago was one verse of scripture. Now, there were several, but there was one that stood out to me. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord will help them that uphold me. And I hung on to that verse. I clung to that verse because God is mine helper. And what I'm about to go into, God already knew about it before I ever got there anyway, so I'm just going to trust him. He'll either bring me through on this side, I'll spend more time with my family, or he'll bring me through and I'll be in his presence forever. Either way, I looked at it as a win-win. Say, did you want to die? No, but what I'm getting at is I was ready either way. I was ready because I was at peace because I knew my shepherd had it all under control. And what I was facing, though looked daunting to me, was nothing to God. And I'm so thankful today that no matter what you are experiencing, you can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So let's conclude this morning with a couple of questions. First one, is the Lord your shepherd? Amen. Is the Lord your shepherd? You say, well, how do I know if he is my shepherd? I'm glad you ask. Go to John chapter 10 and look at verse 27. I believe Jesus gives us a good answer in this particular chapter. John chapter 10 and verse number 27. Here in this passage, Jesus is talking about himself being the good shepherd. And we find now in verse 27, here is what he teaches. How do I know if the Lord is my shepherd? There's a twofold test. Notice what he says. My sheep hear my voice. Are you listening to the voice of God through his word? Do you have a hunger and a desire for the word of God? As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So the first test to know is the Lord my shepherd is, am I listening? Am I hearing his voice? The first voice that you have to hear is this. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Here's another voice. Behold, now is the day of salvation. That day when you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. He's knocking at your heart's door, and today, if Jesus has never come into your life and has saved you and forgiven you of all of your sin, then today come to Jesus and he will save. So is the Lord your shepherd? First of all, you will hear his voice. Secondly, he says in the same verse, verse 27, and I know them and they follow me. You see, Jesus is saying very clearly that if I am your shepherd, one great truth that will be taking place in your life daily is that you will not only be in the Word, but you will be obedient to the Word. You see, for someone to claim the name of Christ and do not do the things that he says, then Jesus says, one day I will say, depart from me, I never knew you. Because a proof that we are children of God is if we obey his word. You say, well, yeah, but there's some hard things in there. That's why we have the Holy Spirit of God to help us live out that which God wants us to live out. His commandments, the Bible says, are not grievous. That means they are not burdensome. He did not give us this book to make our life a burden.
He came as a good shepherd to lead us into abundant living. And so, is the Lord your shepherd? If he is, then you are hearing his voice through his word, and you are walking in obedience to his word. Now, if the Lord is your shepherd this morning, then I ask you this. Are you trusting him? If you can trust him to save your soul, you can trust him throughout your daily living. You can. You can trust him to lead you. Are you trusting him to lead you this morning? Because he wants to lead you beside the still waters. Follow him. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me. If you are trusting him, then trust him today to provide for you. Not only financially, but materially, also spiritually. Provide for you in your health. He will provide for you. He will provide wisdom. He will provide guidance because, again, he is the good shepherd. Then are you trusting him to bring you through the valley that you are in? Many of you have been going through the valleys. He will walk with you through those valleys. Next few weeks, we'll look at a verse down later in Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's a verse often used. In fact, that whole psalm is often used at funerals. But I don't think the Lord gave us that psalm just to be used at funerals. It's to be used in our everyday living. The shepherd wants to lead us to abundant living. And he will walk through that valley with us no matter what the valley is. I don't know if you've ever felt like you have been forsaken of God, but God promised, I will never leave thee, I will never forsake thee. He will walk with you through the valley that you go through. I believe that as we, church, continue to live in this world, we need to be encouraged and hang on to the truth that God is in control. Even though the world seems so out of control, God is in control. I rest in that this morning. I hide in that truth. Because like you, there are things that disturb me. There are things that bother me. That I see going on in our society today, particularly in our country. But nonetheless, I'm refusing to become all hot and bothered by politics. Because you know why? Because God is the one that sets up kings and God is the one that puts down kings. I will do my part and be informed and pray and all of that. But at the end of the day, God is still in control no matter who gets voted in November. Amen. You got to hang on to that truth. Now, I've got my preference, but I will tell you that individual does not make it. It hasn't surprised God. He's still in control, and God is at work in a greater picture. Because this world is headed for the day that Jesus is coming and we're going to go through the time, well not we, the church will be raptured, then the world will go through a time of the tribulation of 7 years. And God has it all mapped out. I rest in him. And that's what the shepherd here wants us to do. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this precious verse, this precious passage of Scripture. Most of us could probably quote it by heart. But may it really truly be in our heart. May we see that you are the good shepherd that wants to lead us to abundant living.
here and now, not just wait till we get to heaven. But here and now, we can enjoy the abundant life, the fruitful life, the abiding life in Christ. And how I pray that in our lives this morning, that we can truly say, the Lord is my shepherd. If he's not, then today may Jesus become our Lord and Savior. For those who know the Lord as their shepherd, who know the Lord as their Savior, may they trust you enough to lead, to provide, and to bring them through whatever they're currently going through in their life. It hasn't caught you by surprise. These things at times definitely catch us by surprise, but never by you. And I thank you for that. Help us to trust you more and more each day. In Jesus' name I pray, now with our heads bowed.